also celebrating a momentous year is the YMCA of Honolulu. 150 years of history of helping to grow a healthy community is quite a feat. We talked to Lisa Ontai about the rich history as tomorrow the Atherton branch is hosting festivities to mark its birthday at the University of Hawaii Manoa campus, with more events to follow.
You know, for 150 years, you can't have just one birthday party. So we're having a birthday party at all of our branches on the same day. That's Saturday, April 27th. And it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And basically, we're inviting everyone to come over to our home. They're opening the doors. You can work out. You can swim. But also the branches. Each of the branches are doing special things. Some of them are taking over the parks next door to them. They're having big carnivals with inflatables, obstacle courses. They're having giant Zumba classes. They have food trucks. They also want to give folks a taste as to, you know, what is it like to go to day camp at the YMCA. So they're going to have a lot of those activities as well. At our Windward YMCA, which is in on the Windward side in Kailua, their property's right in the backyard. It's Ulupalhea. And for years, the whole community has been taken care of the Ulupalhea, bringing back the Lo'i fields there. And the YMCA has been working hand-in-hand with the community. So they'll have some tours going on there as well as part of their big birthday celebration.
But really, you know, we're celebrating this milestone, but the good that the YMCA does and has done over the many decades is really pretty incredible.
It is. We were founded in 1869. And one thing I find working at the Y is that people always ask, what does the Y do? And I think it's hard for people to grasp what we do, because our model, even from the very beginning, has always been, what is the needs of the community? What are the social issues of the day? And that's what we're going to address. So depending on when your interaction with the Y was, whether it was in the 1950s or 70s, it could have been a little bit different. But the fundamentals are always there. We're there for everyone, and we're really giving folks what they need to become their best selves. And we have our little triangle of mind, spirit, and body. And all of those are important to become healthy and well. So if we look back in 1869, what was happening in Honolulu at that time, we were a trading port. We had whalers. We had sailors coming in. And there was nothing for them to do other than the pubs and gambling. So there was three young men that got together and said, you know what, we heard there was a YMCA in Boston that was doing really well. Let's put together a YMCA here. And, you know, we'll open up a reading room, because that was the only way for folks to get their news in the day. So they opened a reading room. That was in 1869. They rented a space from, they call it the Sailor's Home, which was right on Bethel and Merchant. It's perfect. They got off the boats before they got to the pubs. There was the reading room. And that's what they started with. And from there, they grew. They did know that there were a lot of kids that were running around barefoot, with no direction. Their parents were working hard. So they started doing youth programs very, very early on and engaging these kids in healthy activities, taking them camping. Even early on, they were doing classes, because they knew that we had a lot of folks coming in. We had the Chinese, the Japanese. So they were doing language classes, teaching English, but also teaching people how to speak Japanese, how to speak Chinese. And there were also a lot of teen boys that they called them the employed boys, because the boys couldn't go to school because they had to work to help out their families. So they had trade schools as well. And basically, you know, it's whatever the need was, they were there.
I recall my son taking swimming lessons there as a young child. And, you know, he became a lifeguard and then worked in college at the college pool, the university pool. I mean, that's my connection to the Y.
And I think a lot of folks would connect with the swimming, maybe because the Y invented swim lessons. And this is back in 1909, because all of a sudden pools are coming out and a lot of people were drowning. So they couldn't teach people fast enough. So they decided, you know what, let's do group lessons. So they developed a whole group lesson. And then in 1910, they thought, ooh, these pools are really icky, because in those days, they would just fill it up with water and empty it out, fill it up again about a week or so. So they invented how to filtrate the pools that we have today. But, you know, that's how a lot of people got their start. And even now today, you know, when you move up your different levels, you get those little swim animal patches, right? Those we started back in 1938, and they're still really popular today. But, you know, that's just one way. And it's not just when we teach something, it's not just teaching them how to swim. With that, we're teaching them confidence. With that, we're always trying to imbue our core values, right? Which is honesty, caring, respect, responsibility. And that's how the Y has always run our programs and really our reach, right? And we have such a great opportunity through the swim lessons, the youth programs that we run. We probably run most of the A-plus programs here on this island. And so we have an opportunity to reach, you know, 7,000 kids every day, not just helping them with their homework, but really teaching them, you know, what it is to have a, you know, a healthy way of living, whether it's through activity, what you eat, you know, being respectful to one another.
Yeah, I recall when those after-school programs, the A-plus
right.
programs were started, right, because of all the latchkey kids.
Right, right.
So that was a big deal.
It was. And we started in the 1970s. So this was before, at that time, Lieutenant Governor Ben Gaetano, wonderful idea when he came out in 1989, says, you know, every kid should have an opportunity, and we're just going to make it a dollar a day. But at that time, we were probably the largest after-school provider, and we were going to take a hit financially. But the Y always kind of looks at things collaboratively and what's the best for the community. So we ended up working with the state of Hawaii. The reason why we were able to launch it so quickly is because we had all the training manuals, we had the curriculum,
reinvent the wheel.
They could hit the ground running, and as you can see today, that was the best idea ever to have all these kids have an affordable opportunity and keeping them safe after school.
So you're looking for people to share their stories.
Yes,
right?
Yes. And I think probably some of the stories that folks may be coming up with, 1950s when we started, they call it model legislation. It's called youth in government. So we have probably a lot of leaders that might have gone through youth in government. That is where high school students would elect their own governor and officers. They would serve as delegates. They would write their own bills. They would have a three-day legislative session. U.S. Congresswoman Mazie Hirono was the speaker at our last one, and she was a delegate for model legislation. So we're interested to hear some of those stories from folks.
And so how do people share them?
Okay, so on April 27th, we're going to launch our historical exhibit, which is a 20-panel exhibit. It's going to be one set at every one of our branches. It'll also be traveling to different shopping centers. But I think when folks take a look at it, we're looking at all the different milestones that represent the Y, everything from athletics to swimming to team programs, youth programs. And at the end, we do have an opportunity for you to submit your own story. The easiest way is to go to our website. And it's a simple thing to do. You just push the button, and it asks you the questions, and you just fill it out. You can submit a picture as well. And what we're going to do with those stories is, first of all, we're going to archive them. Because when we started doing the research for our historical exhibit, we found there was a lot of factual information, but we were looking for those personal stories. We didn't find as many. So if there's one thing we want to leave behind from this 150th, is to leave some of those personal stories of impact from folks who have been impacted by the Y. The other thing is, of course, we're going to share it, too. We'll take some of the stories, and we have pictures. We'll kind of write them up in a flyer. We'll post them in our branches. We'll share it in social media and just kind of get people kind of warm and fuzzy thinking about some of their fond memories, whether it was your first camp at Camp Erman, or you learned how to swim, or you played basketball, you know, whatever it was. Or maybe it could have been something even more, you know, life and death. We had the Kalihi Y in 1963 started the Outreach at-risk program. And that was when a lot of gangs were coming up in the area. That's when we started building those vertical major housing complexes, and you started having gangs forming and substance abuse. So we sent a worker to Chicago because they were having issues with the gangs here to be trained. Started the outreach program here, where literally our counselors just stand on the street corners and just recruit teens and try to get them to get back into school, get back on the right track. But more importantly, just giving them a positive role model as an adult, someone that they knew that really cared about them, that could talk to them. So today we have 40 counselors now that are stationed right in middle school and high schools that are considered at risk. They're there to work with kids who are either using or are at risk for using, or may have been referred by the courts, or are self-referred. And but you know, back in the 60s, maybe there's someone now that right. is doing well. We'd love to hear from them.
That was Lisa Untai talking about kicking off the YMCA's 150th anniversary celebration on April 27th. So what's ahead for the Y's future? Well, health and fitness among our keiki is a blueprint. It's about healthy habits to combat chronic diseases like diabetes and arthritis. Expect to hear more about it.